Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about success with your HR technology projects and share my six top things HR leaders need to know. And please note, these are excerpts from a webinar I recently did for Human Resource Executive Online and the HR Technology Conference. If you head over to www.hrtechconference.com, you can access a recorded copy of this webinar. With that said, here goes. Tip number one, HR tech vendor selection only ends when the contract is signed. Until then, you are still negotiating. You should always be negotiating. Don't fall in love with the first demo you see or with the vendor that takes you out to the swankiest dinner this year at the HR Tech Conference. Play the long game if you can. You still have just about all the power before the contract is signed. Tip number two is for the planning stage of your project. Here's my favorite tip. The planning fallacy still applies. We often underestimate the time required to complete project tasks and sometimes overestimate the benefits of these actions. All of us are terrible at estimating how complex most undertakings actually are and how they will take to complete. Planning for HR tech projects is not immune to this phenomenon. Take your time, work with some experienced implementers, challenge every assumption, and be realistic about your organization's willingness, capacity, and capability for change when you set goals and milestones down for your HR tech project. And it may not hurt to add another 15% or so for you never know. Tip three, when creating your project team for your HR tech project, remember this. Organizational commitment of the necessary resources is essential. Management, governance, IT, HR, employees, and executive sponsors. One of the surest ways to limit your success with HR tech projects is to fail to devote the necessary resources for the needed time to the project and get them some relief from their normal day-to-day jobs. Almost every large project struggles with this to some extent. Getting a resource for, say, 10 hours a week does not automatically free that person up from their normal duties, and you just may have added 20% of workload to a key person that you are counting on for the project. Tip four for your HR tech project. Remember this. Managing the ownership, responsibility, and accountability for each project group is probably the project manager's most important task. Your HR tech project team will likely consist of a slew of different groups and organizations: the core team, the project sponsors, vendor staff, external consultants, system integrators, maybe even independent contractors. Managing the ownership, accountability, and communication across and among these different groups is so important, and a skillful and savvy project manager spends a ton of his or her time in this area. Tip number five, in the technical considerations element of the project, here's my one thing you should remember. Don't underestimate the potential challenges with data migration, ongoing interface requirements, and the fact that not all HR tech providers want to play nice with each other. While many of the technical tasks for modern HR projects have migrated from customer-owned to vendor-managed in this HR cloud environment we are in, most medium to large-scale HR tech projects still have important technical considerations. Chief among these are the integration needs from, say, cloud solution to another cloud solution, as well as the integration from an HR cloud solution to a legacy system, and sometimes an on-premise, downstream or upstream set of systems. And always be mindful of the planning fallacy I mentioned a minute ago when you're planning, scoping, and finding resources for your technology integration tasks. Finally, my last tip, number six, in the user adoption stage of the project, here's my one thing you should remember. And it's a quote from Sidney Harris, and here it is. Our dilemma is that we hate change and love it at the same time. What we really want is for things to remain the same but get better. I love that quote. Most people don't like change. We like what we know, but maybe would not mind if things were just a little bit better or faster or easier or more enjoyable. A good approach to user adoption is to couch and describe the change you are creating as the beginning of a movement towards something better. Not necessarily a complete overhaul of systems, processes, and the way people work. People like better. We don't always like different. It's a subtle difference, but maybe one that will make user adoption efforts and results more effective. Okay, that's it for my top 6 things to remember when implementing HR technology. And a reminder to head over to hrtechconference.com to access an archived copy of the webinar I recently did on the subject. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.